Browns general manager Ray Farmer addressed the media for the first time at training camp today. He talked about the roster, his excitement for the 2014 season. Oh, and of course, that little thing called the quarterback battle between Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel.
I don't think I'd be surprised, shocked about anything. I think the thing that we're focused on now is driving competition. And so Brian will have to play, Johnny will have to play, Tyler will have to play, and Connor will have to play. So our goal is to try to promote the best environment for those guys to compete and demonstrate what their skill level is. I think Brian's been phenomenal. I think he's handled it like a pro, which is what you would like. And he's a man's man. He didn't cry over spilled milk. He attacked his rehab. He was here probably more than anybody. I mean, I think I work a lot of hours, and there wasn't very many hours that I wasn't in the building that Brian wasn't somewhere working on his craft, be it a meeting room, be it the indoor facility, be it the weight room. He did everything he could to put himself in the best position possible. And now he's got to go out and perform. The guy's a pro. I mean, if you watch how he attacked all of it, like I said, his rehab, his mental state, all of it, he has been a professional. And you can see it. I mean, one bad day doesn't make or break it. It's the consistency that makes you win in the National Football League. You know, guys have great games, and you never hear from them again. It's the guy that can routinely go out and perform time and time again that you want. And Brian's starting to show that that's what he's going to do. I've seen a young man that came back that was appears to be prepared for a competition. And I think that's what we want, are guys that took the time to come back and demonstrate that they're ready to compete to be starters in this league. I think everybody here wants to play. Anytime you're on a football team, you want to play. You want to play as much as you can. So we'll see that while he's in the building, he's putting forth the work to try to be the starter. I think there's always work to be done. I'm not going to single out any one group of our football team. I do think that as we look at where we're going, we're going to definitely look to address every position. And you're never done. We're never content with where we're at. I think the great teams, they make transactions, and they move on from guys, and they improve, and they get better in time. If you go back and you watch some of the teams that have kind of attained success here recently, they had a lot of transactions on those football teams in a short period of time. And it's not an indictment on anything other than looking to get better, looking to incrementally get better, and that's where we're at. I like our receiving corps. Like I said, you want to drive the competition. We want guys in here that we think can play and be competitive and contribute to be starters. At the end of the day, there's some names that everybody here recognizes, whether it's Miles Austin, whether it's Nate Burleson. There's a name that you'll recognize. There's some other guys that you won't recognize. And for me, it comes down to when you look at what guys do, it's when they get an opportunity to play, will they play, and will they play well. Nobody knew Miles Austin until Miles Austin got his opportunity. So that's what we're looking for, guys that compete and then push Miles Austin to make our football team better. For me, he had a lot of similarities to players that I've seen had a lot of success in this league. Guy that played left tackle, he was gritty, he was tough, he was athletic. He played smart, didn't have a lot of mistakes, and he wasn't on the ground. When you watched his tape, he could run downfield, engage a defensive back, stay on his feet, finish the block, and all of those things added up to me that a guy would come to this league and have success, specifically with the type of scheme we're going to employ. I think Justin Gilbert's been good. I mean, he came in, he crushed the run test, he ran. I actually thought he had the hardest part of it. People have talked about that before, but he came out and ran it one day by himself. It was windy. He ran through the wind one way, ran with the wind another way, and crushed it. So kudos to him. I think he's looked good while he's been out here. He made a break the first day, and he's like all the other young players. He's learning to get better day by day. He's taking the coaching. He seems engaged in the meetings, and so we're excited about where he can go. I think that not only Tate and West, but I do think we have a good stable, if you will, of runners. And I like the group that we have, and I'm excited to see those guys put the pads on and see kind of what happens once they do get the pads on, of how they carry those pads and how they bounce around against our defense.